Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Helen.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, that's good news. I have to go back into last week. Last week, when I was praying in the morning, I had a strange feeling. And I said to the Lord, "What is it?" He did not respond. I said, "Okay, I'm going to the word cafe. Sometimes I can make it, sometimes I can't." And I came and I sat at the back and I sat next to Janet Rickett. I'd like you to pray for her because she's doing her cataract this morning. And I said to Janet, "Oh, Janet, when Janine finished her speech, please ask me, I've got something to tell you." And she said, "Ah, okay, Helen." So this is what it was. So I do thank Janine for what she had said last week, reset. And I was looking at the sign over there and she said, "What? Don't be afraid, reset. But forgive me, I need to change it. Be courageous, have faith, and reset." And I will share with you where it came from when I was really meditating on it. So I went home and I went to find out, what does the word reset mean? Is that to reset the alarm, you know, for the morning? It said to reset a broken bone, you know, the hospital put things together. It says to reset and to adjust or to fix altogether in a different way. I better repeat that again. To reset, to adjust or fix in a different way. And then it came into my memory again. I've been living in this country for 36 years, and I'm ever grateful that it is my country as well. And I have noticed the things in Toowoomba has changed, yes. I don't know why I have this habit in me, keep watching, keep alert. I think it's a childhood thing, when the family keeps saying, "Don't do this, do that." And also, I do hear the news. And when I say to the people, "I hear the news," they say, "Oh, we don't hear the news." I said, "Well, I do hear it because I like to know what is happening locally in my city of Toowoomba and in my country, Australia, and in the world outside. Otherwise, my prayers are very limited. It would be just me, my children, my grandchildren, whatever. But when I hear the news, God prompts me for certain prayer points. Also, the word reset, it means reset priorities. What do I put first? Which is more important? And sometimes in the supermarket, they reset the prices, right? But then I did find out that somebody in our country, Australia, his name by the word name Joe Lyons, he did belong to the Labour Party in those days. And when they did not agree on certain issue, and I'm not talking politics, he changed from being a Labour into a Liberal. He was a man of God, he was Catholic, and you can learn more about his faith, you know, because in his family life, there was miscarriage, there were children, not, and then God gave him a lot. So Joe Lyons reminded me that with faith, I will have courage and reset. We need to set and reset our streets. When I hear the news, it disturbs me a lot. I don't need to dwell on that one. And also in our suburbs, this is the Southland of the Holy Spirit, and having all what I hear on the news, even some politicians, they have such a language on the TV, and I heard it only 2 days ago, and I said, Lord, if our politicians have this language, whom we look as a leader, as something that our children, we want them to learn from, they speak that. So receive, have faith, be courageous, and pray. I'm so grateful that in the 90s we had that song, This is the Southland of the Holy Spirit. And I know it's the first prophecy over our country. And I know that every now and then I hear about prophecy. What do we do? When a prophet speaks to God and gives him a prophecy and he delivers it to us, we as a people, we need to take that prophecy and claim it. I don't hear that song. I don't hear it, not even in the church. Is it a season? When God gives a prophecy, he puts it there, and we know from our Bible, thousands of years ago, and his prophecies are still in action. So this morning, I thought I would encourage you, because in the Bible, we have people who had the courage, had faith, and prayed. Go back to Moses. I'm giving you only a few examples. As soon as the people were doing the wrong things or complain or whatever, Moses will speak to God. And he was there, near the mountain, with the people. And he did pray. We also hear about Isaiah, Samuel, and more. They were in that land, so they were very close to the land, and they were praying. And nobody will deny the beautiful young man Daniel, far from the land. And yet he used to look from the window and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So you and I, we need to take what we have in our hand, God's word, and do something about it. I'm not going to do it on my own. I need you. Years ago, I was to speak to a group of Christians, and I asked the Lord, you know, I'm not a woman of a degree. I want to get it right with you. I'm just a humble, grassroots lady. But God can make something if you seek him. I said, Lord, what do you want me to talk to this group of Australians? I'm only new here. And he pointed the flag for me. And I know you can see something there. Check it out. The nearest one to our flag is the Kiwi one, but not exactly the same. We have three crosses of saints of the old. And then when I looked at the cross, the Southern Cross, the Lord said to me, this is my stamp on this country. And that's where it came, the song, the Southland of the Holy Spirit. And in my possession, I only have six flags. So, Julia, you give them to different people because we're going to pray. And just in case for those who couldn't get one, I got one myself, and I'm going to put it right here. So we're not missing out. We need to pray for our country. If we don't pray, who will? thank you for that song that you sang, the army of God against the army of evil. Yes, we do have evil people in our land. They are undercover. Can you understand? They are undercover. This is the land where we are allowed to protest, but we are not allowed to cover our face. If you do, that means there is something wrong that you want to cover it. Pray for our nation. It needs you desperately. Pray mainly for our politicians, whether they are believers or not. We need God to use them because God has commanded us to pray for our leaders in politics. Pray for those who are in position of power and they are believers. They need courage. They need to stand up. And I know when they do stand up, rocks will be thrown on them. But Jesus did say before, if you want to follow me, carry your cross. If it is that cross that we need to carry, so what? You know, there's a song in my language that it says and it sings, and I'm going to translate it word by word. The cross of shame, you carried it, the song says. Jesus carried the cross of shame before the cross of shame carried Jesus. Did you get it? There is no shame in following Jesus whatsoever. And honestly also, I like that in our church, we need to pray for the leaders. Like, I mean, priests, pastors, ministers, whatever. Forgive me if I want to speak the truth again. Some of our church leaders, I don't have one, it's a job. For others, it's a call. And if God calls that leader to be a leader for the congregation, we need to pray for that leader. I can say it with full mouth. We are so blessed at Rangeville Community Church that Andrew was called when he was in his mother womb. You read that one day in the church, didn't you? And if the people don't know, well, please ask. Pray for Andrew and for all the others who are like him, that they are called to be ministers. Pray for their safety, pray for their courage, pray for anointing. That every word comes out of their mouth will be the right one for us to hear. And I know not everyone comes to church. And forgive me again, not everyone comes to church agree on the things happens in the church. Please don't allow the devil, right? Don't allow the devil to put it in you. I don't agree with that song, I don't agree with this, and I don't agree with that. You know what? Don't think that the devil is stupid. Read about him in Isaiah. If the devil was able to dance under the cross where Jesus was, and they were gambling and they were dividing the materials, you know, that he had on and spitting and all that, he can come into the church if you allow him. If at any time you hear any, I am not preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself. Because sometimes when I'm in the church and I see something and I am disturbed, I shut my eyes and I go down. I said, Lord, sorry, don't allow that. So my request for you is to pray for our nation, for Toowoomba, for Queensland, for the whole Australia and for the world. We are not far from the world. We live in this world. We live, whatever comes outside there, it does affect us. We can't ignore it. But on a good point, I want to leave it with you. Pray at all time and never cease praying. Pray at all time and never cease praying. Years ago, when I was involved with the Australia Day Committee, and I looked at our national anthem, the first verse that we sing, there's nothing in there. This year, as I was attending the Anzac Day, because for me and for my family, Anzac Day, it's a birthday when we became citizens 33 years ago. That's when you were celebrating Call Australia Home, 1988. And then I was listening, I don't know why, this time, the British national anthem, the New Zealand one, and then the Australian. I said, oh Lord, I'm so sorry. The English, they have God Save the King. New Zealand, they have, right? Australia, we don't. But the Lord reminded me, because there was one time when I discovered this verse, and I'm giving each and every one of you this one. And I have a bit of magnet at the back, and that's to put it on the fridge. And that will be hopefully a reminder for you and me to pray for our country.
Please take one and pass the other. Yes, I still have. God is so generous.
Are we sure?
I'll keep them with you in case somebody needs it sometime.
A few years ago, when I was in the Australia Day Committee, and I did find that one, I was very angry. I said, why nobody told me about it? Oh yeah, we sing it in the Christian school. What about our state school? So I printed it, laminated it, and it was in my handbag, and whenever there was a reason for it, I will use it in the school. All of you, you know this one. Do you mind to stand up with me and sing it? With Christ. You know how to play that one?
No.
That's all right. There's a boss lady here. You know how to play our national anthem?
Yes.
I'm looking at you, beautiful, because you are. Your fingers are so blessed with all the tunes. Thank you. I think it will sound much better. But before I forget, I don't have bad manners, otherwise my mother will be, yeah. I thanked the office yesterday when I came, and she helped me with print and cut, so I'm very blessed. Thank you. Come and sing it.
It's Christ, our head and cornerstone. Whose way and reflect our Master's care, with faces turned to Him above.
Thank you, and then I finish for the morning. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much that you are our Father. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for making it possible on the cross at Calvary, because you paid the price. And when we call you Father, you are always there, because you are such a good Father. So, Father God, I lift up our nation, Australia, to your throne of grace. And I say it is yours. It carries your name, the Southland of the Holy Spirit. And I ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you do what is best. And help us to be thankful because you have heard our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
I'd like if we can stay in the little in little groups that we are in, and I think it would be lovely if we could just pray about the things that Helen has really brought.